Lori, we're back with another episode of the Travel Vertical Podcast. How are you doing today?
Very well. I've been down to New Orleans and back. How about you?
Oh my gosh, I have been, that's why I wasn't on the last episode. I have traveled more in the last couple of months, I think, than I have the last couple of years combined. And it's nice to be sitting here in the office, not on the road. But you did a great job with the episode a couple of weeks ago. I appreciate you being willing to do it while I was out.
Oh, that's a giant learning curve. But, you know, Ed's a great guy, and so he carried the ball.
Ed is a great guy, and I was bummed that I couldn't be on it because he's a good friend of mine in the industry. So, it turned out great, and I'm glad to be back.
So today we're going to start by talking about jobs, you know, who's moving where and the shuffle that continues, you know, just another week, another shuffle.
I want to do that, Lori, but first of all, I was going to ask you what your Halloween costume was, but I know that, you know, you didn't dress up, but you had an interesting costume to tell me about, and I just loved it so much. I think we ought to talk about it here.
Oh, well, you know, I've got an 8-month-old grandson. And his parents determined that he really needed to be the Pope, and they got him a Pope mobile. So he drives this white car. Mind you, he can't walk, so he drives a car, and it's a Pope mobile. And he's got the hat, and he's got the robes, and he's blessing all of his friends.
And for everybody that's listening, Lori showed me this picture right before we started recording, and it is. It's hysterical. It's one of the best costumes that I saw this year. I wish he had come to my door trick-or-treating. We'd have given him all the candy.
Yeah, he won the costume prize for sure.
Absolutely. And my kids were the three fairies from Sleeping Beauty, and my wife was Maleficent. Unfortunately, we didn't have a Sleeping Beauty in the bunch because I wasn't going to dress up as Sleeping Beauty, but it was pretty good too.
Those costumes are amazing. All the primary colors,
yeah,
jewel colors. It's just perfect.
My wife really, really took it on and made those three costumes, and I was impressed with what she did.
She's got talent.
She does. She does. She way more than I do. So I'm lucky to have her. Lori, I just wanted to hear. I wanted to hear a little bit about Halloween, and I thought that was such a fun costume. We had to tell everybody about it.
Oh, you know what? I just will tell you one more thing that's interesting about Halloween that just popped into my mind, because you know, New Orleans, where I was, it's so well known for Mardi Gras, right?
Yeah.
But when you think about, well, Mardi Gras, you know, it only comes around once a year. But the thing is, are there other opportunities that the tourism board down there can parlay into more visitation at other times of year? And it seems that they've done exactly that with Halloween. They had a Halloween parade. All of the places in the French Quarter had music. You know, their doors are flung open. It was about 85 degrees. And they've got music. They've got music in the morning, afternoon, not just at night. People are dancing. And they're dressed up for Halloween. And then, like I said, there's this parade. The parade was massive. So it seems that Halloween is turning into an alternative Mardi Gras.
That is such a perfect example of looking for ways to do more things, but stay on brand. Mm-hmm. New Orleans with Mardi Gras, that is such a strong part of their brand that they've built. And Halloween does fit right in. I'm glad to see that they did that.
Yeah, it was smart.
Well, awesome. Yeah, we should maybe we get them at some point to come on and tell us a little bit more about their strategy there and why that was such an interesting thing for them to do.
Okay, so let's talk about jobs. Jobs in the DMO space. So we have so many, like usual. We start with people moving in and out of jobs. And the lead ones this week include a new president and CEO at Arlington CVB in Texas. Hmm. So this gentleman's name is Brent Derad, or Derad, D-E, capital R, double A-D. And he is joining from Visit Tucson, where he's been the president and CEO for about 9 years. So Arlington CVB, a place where the role was vacated back in May, and they did a nationwide search when the former guy moved elsewhere. So Phoenix, I think that was. So that's one that just a role that just got filled. And we see Tom Luftus, a good guy who was the CMO of Visit Pittsburgh, who did some really wonderful video commercials. I remember one that was all about the empty chair. I mean, it was great theme. And you saw chairs being used in unusual ways all around the city. He's now gone to Visit Richmond in Virginia. That's okay. Tom Loftus. And Sue, people out in California, people might know Sue O'Shea. And she goes from Visit Anaheim to Destination Irvine in a senior marketing role.
Okay. And these are just three of the many musical chairs that happened in the industry over the last couple of weeks, right? I mean, we're seeing more movement than ever.
Yeah, that's just in the last week, because the week before that, we did another issue of the travel vertical, and there were 22 people reported on who had moved from one job to another job. So a kind of an interesting thing that I saw was, you know, in the past, we've reported about people moving out of the DMO, moving in to the vendor side, to the private sector. And this week, and last week, there were some interesting moves in the opposite direction. To have a look about people who have gone from the DMO to the private sector or vice versa, just have a look in the travel vertical. We list it. Whatever we find out, we list it every week.
Yeah, I'll check that out. You know, it's going to be interesting, because I think vendors have always been afraid historically to pull from the DMO because, you know, you don't want to irritate clients or potential clients or something like that. But it seems like that stigma has gone away. And then it also seems like the destinations are feeling more and more comfortable pulling from the vendor side. It's going to be interesting to watch. Lori, one of the things that I know you and I talked about, though, is there are a lot of CEO positions available right now. And for those that have thought about, you know, getting out and looking for another job or seeing what else is out there, it doesn't get any higher than the CEO. So tell me a little bit about some of those positions that you're seeing available.
Well, I can see five this week. Who wants to be a CEO, right? Well, you could live on the beautiful Pacific seashore, visit Santa Cruz in California, which is, you know, south of San Francisco, but north of Big Sur. There's a CEO position there, Visit Santa Cruz, and also Visit Dana Point, which is further south. I've only been there once, but I remember a fabulous boat parade that they did for Christmas, all the boats decorated, and then also a massive whale watching destination. So that's Dana Point, a beautiful place. And then there are two openings in Indiana, Visit Fort Wayne and Visit Evansville, not Evansville, Illinois, Indiana.
Okay.
And then one more CEO position, Coastal Mississippi. That's their full name. They rebranded in 2019. So they're not Coastal Mississippi CVB or anything like that. They're just Coastal Mississippi. And it's, I think it's the largest DMO in that state.
Yeah, it must be. I know there's lots of smaller DMOs in Mississippi, but that Coastal Mississippi DMO is pretty significant.
And then, of course, you know, if your answer to the question is who wants to be a CEO, the answer may be not me. So, you know, there's lots of other jobs. My list here of ones with the title of vice president or director or chief marketing officer is super long. I'm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's about 25 this week.
Well, and these aren't just kind of nobody destinations. I mean, these are very, very desirable positions that are available. I mean, the first one that I saw on your list that kind of I was surprised hadn't been filled yet was the position in Savannah, Georgia, which I know a lot of people look at Savannah as a leader in the industry. And Jeremy Harvey did such a great job there for so many years before going to the vendor side. That's a desirable position.
Sure it is. And of course, he would have left to go to Adara about a month ago. It was just after IPW and the e-tourism summit that we had that announcement. So about a month ago. But, you know, if they go with a search firm, they really want to do a thorough job. And as I just mentioned, in the case of filling that role in Arlington, Texas, you know, it became empty in May. So that was a many months search. And that tends to be the way many of these things go. So there's a lot of moving parts and there's a board. But so that one, yes, is still open. Vice President of Tourism at Visit Denver is open. Vice President of Marketing and Communications in Milwaukee is open. CMO, Chief Marketing Officer in Santa Monica, California, is open. We reported recently that that person in that position had moved into a CEO role.
Yeah, at Carlsbad.
Yep. And so, you know, it goes on. And there are a lot of jobs here that are for the convention sales department. We're seeing more of those coming up as well. So it may not be the person who's reading this, maybe on the digital or the marketing side, but, you know, pass it along. Share this. I mean, at the end of the day, we just want to get everybody moving and back to work. Director of Marketing Little Rock, Director of Marketing Visit Seattle, Director of Tourism Marketing Visit North Carolina, Director of Sustainable Tourism. There's a new role, Park City in Utah.
Yeah, that one's here close by. And that's a, you know, you in Utah specifically, there's such a drive for sustainable tourism across the state. It's no surprise to me that they're going to hire someone full-time in that role. I think it's going to be a really, really good addition to that team.
Yes, and then there are also CBBs that are looking for a specialist in research and market intelligence. For example, Visit Albuquerque is looking for a director of research. So, you know, there's all kinds of different things here. There's media, there's public relations. In Las Vegas, there's a VP of information technology, as well as a senior director of marketing analytics, plus a director of public relations. So have a look and share widely.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Well, I know that's a, by the way, lots of jobs. I know that's one of the major things we wanted to talk about, but I know there was an interesting campaign that we've had our eye on for a long time, and you pointed out that they've launched a new component to that campaign. Do you want to talk a little bit about that campaign that you're seeing that I think is incredible?
Yes, of course. You know, this article that was in the travel vertical, and it's in the current issue, had more than 2,000 page views on the day I published it. It's just called OMG, Travel Oregon. So if that isn't clickbait, what is, right? People want to know what's going on with Travel Oregon. Well, not to worry. They haven't closed shop or anything like that. They've come out with the third in their slightly exaggerated series, a video series, which are ads created by a very famous ad agency.
Yeah, Wyden and Kennedy, I mean, they were made famous by Nike, right? And doing all the early Nike campaigns. And it's just kind of snowballed from there. They did an incredible job on this only slightly exaggerated campaign for Travel Oregon. I remember when they launched the first video a couple of years ago, which, by the way, I think the debate has been settled. But we had a debate in our office about, you know, yes, it's a really cool video, but is it going to drive results? Well, if you're generating 38 million views on a video, there's no question that you're making an impact on awareness for a destination.
Yes.
And that video came out a couple years ago. And
yes,
the grandiosity of the exaggerations that they had in the video was just so shocking. It's all animated. And they came out with round two of this only slightly exaggerated campaign.
Well, yeah, they go like Oregon only slightly exaggerated, and then they move into still only slightly exaggerated. And as you say, the original video on that theme had 38 million views since 2019. And now they've come out with what's probably the best one yet. So they launched it last week in key cities nearby: Portland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle, Eugene, Bend, Medford, and then Sacramento and Boise. So they're looking at an integrated mix of broadcast, television, digital, social, and out-of-home advertising. And they've got a toolkit, you know, to go with it for partners around the state. They got a social media campaign to back it up. And it's, so here's the thing. When people see this, it's called Still Only Slightly Exaggerated Travel Oregon. And it's a couple of minutes. And when people see it, I looked at the comments. And the comments, I wrote them here, some of them. It's like, man, I wish my state had giant anthropomorphic clouds. Or why can't the ads for my state look like this? Or this makes my heart smile. Absolutely amazing. Bringing tears of pride to my eyes. Freaking love, 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 Oregon. So with comments like that, you know, if the objective is an emotional connection to the brand, they have done it.
Yes. And the thing that's interesting here is most YouTube comments, just if you go across YouTube, you're not going to get the most sophisticated comments. And so when you look at this Travel Oregon campaign, when you've got commenters using the word anthropomorphic in their comment, you've got some really high quality, smart people prepared to come to your destination.
Yeah, I can't even say it. But yeah,
don't ask me to define it.
Don't. Yeah. Well, they're puffy. it's just whimsical, you know, it's enchanting. And it's like you're watching a Disney production.
The amount of effort and work that's gone into it, it is like watching a Disney production. But even more importantly, if you think of the Oregon brand, and let's use Portland, because that's probably the city that most people think of when they think about the Oregon brand, it is so on brand with Oregon. Oregon, you know, they've got that Keep Portland Weird campaign, for example. I mean, Oregon is a little bit off center as far as their image and their brand, and they stuck with it. They doubled down on it, and I think they've got a really successful piece of creative here.
Yes, people love it. So it's entertainment brought to you in a destination video. You know, what's not to love? It only takes 2 minutes to watch it.
Absolutely. Well, great stuff, Lori. I've really, really enjoyed kind of hearing what jobs are available and then talking about a passion of mine, which is great advertising.
Hey, Adam, did you know that there seems to be a problem with the supply chain?
You know, I may or may not have heard something about that. I'm not sure.
So everyone's complaining, you know, about they can't get a refrigerator or the Suez Canal got stuck or, you know, whatever it is. There are these problems in the supply chain. And so I came across a story this week, which I will publish because it cracks me up. Did you know that the world is running out of the color blue?
I had no idea. It is a bit cloudy today here where we're at, but I had no idea we're running out of the color blue.
We're running out of the color blue. So there's a paint maker in Amsterdam, who apparently produces whatever it is that makes blue into blue paint. And they've run out. And so they said, quote, complete chaos, unquote. And it's the funniest story. It's, you know, the world is running out of the color blue, reported by Bloomberg News.
Oh, my goodness. You know, if that keeps up, we're going to resurrect that song from the 90s, the blue song. I don't know if you remember that. I'm not going to sing it here, but if people want to know what we're talking about, we can post the link.
Okay. Joni Mitchell?
I'm not sure. I can't remember
who
it was by.
Uh-huh.
It was, no, I don't think it was that. They kept saying, a-dabba-dee-dabba-die. You remember that song?
Nope.
Okay. We'll bring it back. It needs to come back. If we're running out of blue, that awful song that will not leave your head, we'll have to bring it back.
Well, it's the craziest thing, isn't it? You know, that we're running out of the color blue. So in the travel vertical this week, I just had a lot of fun with a roundup of some crazy stories. And there's another one out of the Art Institute of Chicago, which is, you know, it's a story that I was interested in. You know, they fired all their volunteers. Now, how do you fire a volunteer? But anyway. They fired all their volunteers, and these are sweet ladies who are known as docents, you know, and they guide people. I mean, at the Metropolitan Museum in New York, there are 1,400 of them, and they speak 11 languages, and they meet, you know, the school groups and everybody else, and they offer free tours, and they're highly trained, and they love art history. And so Chicago, the Art Institute, which is a major museum, decided to fire all 82 of them, because they said that they tended to skew toward the demographic of being white, wealthy women of a certain age. And they want to recreate a more diverse group who can speak better to race as interpreted through art history.
Wow. Interesting. I'm excited to see how they solve that problem.
Yeah. Me too, because it seems like the visitor experience kind of comes last in that equation.
Yeah, I want to keep our eye on that.
Very good.
Anything else, Lori? Any other wacky stories that you're seeing out there that you want to highlight?
Well, this one isn't wacky, but it's factual and it's interesting. Happy birthday, USA. So even though it seems like we only just had the bicentennial, America 250 with no space is the new group that's been assigned to figure out what we're going to do to celebrate the 250th birthday of America in 2026. And so they call it America 250. You know why? Because nobody can say the U.S. Semi-Quincentennial Commission.
That's like anthropomorphic.
That's right. So that's what they're doing. And they've just decided to have a tourism advisory committee. And so some people that we all know from our world are on that committee, like Brad Dean from Discover Puerto Rico and Gretchen Hall from Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau. And John Ricks from Nebraska Tourism Commission.
That's a good group.
Yeah, there's a few more, but they're gonna make sure that tourism is included in the core of the foundation of this celebration, America 250.
I can't believe it's already time to start talking about that.
Yep.
Well, good stuff, Lori. What a roundup today.
Oh yeah, I'm always happy to find the weird and the wonderful, and there seems to be plenty of it out there.
Well, that's what keeps us interesting and keeps people listening. So I appreciate you rounding all that up. And if you want more information on these stories, make sure you check it out on thetravelvertical.com.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Adam.
Lori and all our listeners, have a great week.